We're going to talk about what to pack in that lunch for school. School time is upon us. It's coming fast.
It started here already.
Oh, really?
They started on Monday.
Now, where is here? Where are you from?
Well, I'm from New York, but I live in Atlanta, outside Atlanta.
We can hear the accent.
That's why I always say that when people say, where are you from? Or if I say Atlanta, they have this look, really? And I've been out of the city for 41 years. I'm married 41 years.
Aww.
And I'm from the Bronx and my wife's from Brooklyn. And when I go home, my friends tease me and tell me I sound like a Southern belle.
So you probably have grandchildren maybe that are going on.
No, I have my son just got married in June and my daughter's been married. So one's 37 and one's 28.
So they haven't made you a grandparent yet?
Nope. I'm like a grandparent in waiting.
Well, hey, tell us a little bit about what we ought to pack in that lunch bag.
Okay, well, first, you have to understand the concept behind it. And number one, you have to get the children involved in it if you want them to eat what you pack.
That's interesting.
Well, you want them to buy into it.
Right.
No, just like an adult, you don't want to just smash the argument at them. You want them to believe that whatever you were discussing is correct, so they buy in. It's the same thing with kids.
All right.
So if you let them help make the lunch, or at least help make the choices for the lunch, it's much better.
Mm-hmm.
And then something I'll go over after I give you some ideas of what to pack is the biggest problem we have with children is sugar. We have an obesity epidemic and a diabetes epidemic.
Mm.
And the sugar causes inflammation, just like it does in adults. It throws off the insulin mechanism. When they crash from the sugar, it throws off their focus, so they don't do as well in school or in sports. So that's what we really have to stay away from, is sugar and all the artificial sugars, except for stevia. That one's okay. And if you do that and then just have normal foods, which I'll go over, then you're okay. But they have to help make it. That's what I found the best.
Right.
So you want to stay away from sugar so they don't get the spikes and the drops and the blood sugar and the insulin levels, which we don't think about with kids, but they have it. And by 2020, 40% of all the people in the United States are going to be obese. And,
it was predicted in the Bible, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yes. Matthew 24 and verse 38. Can I read it real quick?
Sure.
One verse. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. So he's talking about,
gluttony.
Gluttony, yes, and what to look for. And, pretty interesting.
So here's some foods to have for them to have, and like I said, get them involved. Let them decide what type of protein they want. You always want to have a protein with it. So like a nitrate-free lunch meat, boiled eggs, Greek yogurt, tuna, and chicken salad is good. And then you put it on a gluten-free type whole grain bread, but let them pick it. Then let them pick their choice of fruits and vegetables like apple sticks, carrot sticks, cherry tomatoes, cucumbers. And with cucumbers, you could have fun. And you put a nut butter on it. Not peanut butter, or I don't recommend peanut butter, even though there's nothing wrong with it if they're not allergic to it, if you have a natural one. But I tell people to use natural almond or cashew butter or even sunflower butter. And then you put raisins on it, and it looks like ants are walking up the celery. And it's a lot of fun. Another one is mandarin oranges. And I already said celery. And last, but definitely not least, is they need healthy fats. Because our brain is made up of over 80% fats. I think it's closer to 90%. So hummus, guacamole, nuts, trail mix, and the nut butters that I mentioned. And then let them have something fun. Let them use the carrot sticks or the apple slices or the cucumber slices or the celery to dig into the hummus or guacamole or the nut butter. And that's fun for them. Then they won't be throwing away their lunch and they'll eat it. You know, they'll take ownership of it.
Right.
And that's the biggest key that you want. So you have to have a protein in there. About 20% of the meal should be protein. About 50% should be healthy fats. And about the remaining 20% should be complex carbohydrates, which you get from vegetables and fruits or even unprocessed grains. Just stay away from gluten.
You know, I really like the idea of having these children help you make lunch or letting them decide which vegetable they want today or...
Yeah, because then they'll eat it because they picked it. And if they're old enough and they could make it, you know, let them slice the cucumbers, you know, hold the knife for them if they're too little. And cherry tomatoes, they could obviously pick out themselves which one you want and things like that. And then here's the other most important thing. We always give them different type juices to take with them. And all the juices either contain a lot of sugar or artificial sugars. And those are terrible for you. They cause inflammation. It causes the immune system to react right away because it considers it foreign on the artificial sweeteners except for stevia. And for the real sugar, it throws off the insulin mechanism, or at least activates it, and over time it'll cause obesity, diabetes, etc., which the kids are getting earlier now. So what you have to pack and let them be part of it is water. And you want a special type of water that I think's best. And it's a hydroxide alkaline water. You can't taste it. It's made from limestone, so it's all natural. And it's a concentrate, so you mix 1 ounce with 31 ounces of water.
Uh-huh.
And it comes with a little cup, so you let them do the mixing. And then if you want to sweeten it up a little bit, you could throw in a little stevia. And the reason that's so important is no matter what we do, the kids are going to eat some sugar. You know, whether from you or they get some from somebody else or some snack or something. Sugar causes acidity, which causes inflammation. Inflammation, as CDC says, adversely affects 85% of all diseases. So you don't want them to have inflammation. So if you give them this water, the best one I found is the one I just described. It's called Aqua OH. And it's very inexpensive because it's a concentrate and you do it. So the cost comes out to about $1 a quart, which is real, you know, way less than juices and stuff like that for sure. But this way they don't have to worry about the sugar spikes and the insulin spikes or the immune system working in overdrive because they have all the artificial sweeteners, etc. And they'll do much better in school in the sense of they won't be tired after lunch and have the crash. They'll be able to focus. The sugar and inflammation tend to cause like brain fog where they're just not really into it. And especially if they're doing any athletics, water is very important. They should have 1/2 their body weight in ounces of water per day, and I recommend the hydroxide alkaline water. And the reason for that is the hydroxide, which is OH, you know, from chemistry.
Right.
It's a OH negative. It runs around like a Pac-Man and it looks for the hydrogen protons and it plucks them off and it makes water and then it excretes it from the body. Well, people don't know this, but acidity, which causes acidosis, which causes inflammation, comes from the hydrogen protons because they're loosely held to the acids. So instead of just buffering it like regular alkaline waters do, which is still good, it dilutes it at least, this totally eliminates it. And it's a lot less expensive for them.
Right.
So replace the juices with a... I use Aqua OH just because it's the best one and it's the cheapest one and it's all natural, but any good hydroxide alkaline water will work. And then those other things that I said about lunch. Let them be part of it.
Right. Mm. Now, I know there's a lot of lunches and snacks that parents ought to avoid. Maybe you know several of those.
I got a list for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I also have a list of some actual foods, if you want to do it. So let me do that first for you.
Okay.
So it says always to focus on color for fruits and vegetables, high quality protein, and heart healthy fats. So one is a twist on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Two slices of whole grain, gluten-free bread, 1 to 2 tablespoons of all natural almond or cashew or sunflower butter, because kids are allergic to peanut butter now, so I don't like to say that. And I don't even think they let you bring it into schools now sometimes.
Mm.
So, but there's nothing wrong with it if you're not allergic to it. It has healthy fats in it.
Peanut butter is the latest craze in Costa Rica.
Well, it's funny. I have a business partner that's in Costa Rica. I'm waiting for her to come back now.
Oh, yeah?
She runs the continuing education. Well, she owns the continuing education school. So, and she loves it there. Anyhow, and then, or you could spread on it real berries and then give them an apple. Or a serving of carrot sticks, and 2 tablespoons of hummus for dipping. And kids love to dip.
Mm, yeah.
You know, at lunch. It sounds funny. They may not love the hummus, but they love to dip into whatever it is because they think that's cool. Another one is a lettuce wrap with nitrate-free deli, chicken, or turkey, some tomatoes, a little spinach, an ounce of cheese, a little mustard if they like it. 1 cup of chopped watermelon, and make sure you have the toothpicks there so they can pick it.
All right.
And 1/4 cup of nuts or homemade trail mix. And just 2 more. Another one is a serving of almond crackers, 1/2 cup of chicken or tuna salad. And this way they could, again, scoop it so it's more fun. A banana and cucumber slices with salsa or hummus for dipping. So they get to dip for the crackers into the chicken salad or tuna salad, and they get to dip for the hummus or guacamole. And then the last one I have is 6 to 8 ounces of green yogurt, 1/2 cup of all-natural granola, 1/2 cup of berries, and 5 celery sticks with all-natural peanut butter or almond or cashew butter or sunflower butter. And then you put raisins on it, like I said, and they call it ants on a log.
Right.
And they just think it's cool, and that's what you have to do. You have to make it fun and them to take ownership of it. These are the foods
that... You're on the food network.
That's right. These are the foods that you want them to avoid. All processed foods, like hot dogs, although you could get unprocessed ones, in general, they're all processed. These meats contain several fillers, additives, and preservatives, which are terrible for you. They get the opiate receptors to be working, which throws off the insulin mechanism, and it gets the immune system to work in overdrive, because they think it's a foreign thing, which additives and preservatives and pesticides and all that is foreign. So instead of that, have all natural beef burgers or a turkey burger or grilled chicken or fish or shrimp.
Right.
Any sugary mix, avoid. And for the adults, if they're going to have alcohol, make sure they have a glass of water between each one, and don't put the fruity stuff in it because there's too much sugar in it.
Right.
You want to stay away from chips except for like almond chips or something like that, because all the chips do is they break down on your tongue. They used to do that experiment when I was young in school, and it turns to sugar almost right away. So you don't want to do that. You want to... something else besides chips. A fruit is much better, or a vegetable. And even cheese and sausage you want to stay away from, because it has way more calories than you think, because it's so dense. And in general, almost all sausage has all the additives and preservatives in it.
Sure. Well, what does your lunch box look like?
Oh, it's cool, because it's you know what a pinto box is?
A pinto box, no.
Yeah. It's with a B, a bento box is what I should say. Anyhow, it's a little box divided up into sections. So they have everything in a little section for them, and I think that's cool too, and they get to put it in. And, you know, they have finger foods and stuff like that. You could put the stuff there so they could dip, and you just made it fun for them.
Right.
Instead of a lunchbox.
Right. And it probably wouldn't be too long before they're going to desire those types of foods always.
As long as they pick it out, take ownership of it.
Right.
Number one, and number two, you make it fun, they will desire it, and it'll carry forward to their to when they're adults.
Right, and pass it on to their children. And,
well, more important, maybe they could pass it on to the parents.
Yeah, right. Well, I would think that the parent might have those type of foods in the home.
No, they'll have to get them, because if the parents had them, you would think they would be doing it.
Right.
And they're not. They're buying the pre-made lunches with all the nitrates and all the additives, and, you know, because everybody's in a rush. So you have to take a little time. But this stuff you can make in advance.
All right, so we got to go shopping now.
Yep. Go shopping. It's easy. None of this stuff was hard. None of it was expensive.
Is there a place where we can see that list that you gave us? Maybe can we get your email address? Maybe we
Well, you can have my... My email address, first of all, is Keith, K-E-I-T-H, at D-R for doctor, Keith Cantor, KANTOR.com. And you could see things like this, and I'll have it put up. I'm pretty sure it's on there already, healthy school lunch ideas and tips. And you could look under drkeithcantor.com and look under print web, or you could go to namedprogram.com, N-A-M-E-D, program.com, and that's really for substance abuse and mental illness. But on the blog, you could see some of this stuff, and there's a lot of peer-reviewed articles on both sites that the parents would enjoy.
Now, can we ask, what type of doctor are you?
I have a Ph.D. in nutritional science and a doctorate in naturopathic medicine.
So you know a lot about what we ought to eat.
Well, plus if you look at my sites, you'll see I am interviewed a lot and write a lot of articles. I'm a permanent expert for Consumer Health Digest. I do Reader's Digest, their health edition, once a quarter. And I don't know the real number, but I've been on easy 500 radio shows, TV shows, and magazines over the last few years.
Well, hey, we want to say thank you for taking time to talk with us.
I know. That's what I do for a living, is try to help. Because as much luck as they're having with our health care, the forgetting your political beliefs, the only real answer to our health care crisis is for us to do it ourselves. And we have to stop the sugar addiction, eliminate the obesity and diabetes type 2, which we could do ourselves. And if those were all eliminated, we wouldn't have a healthcare crisis, because those three things make up 80% of the cost, because they lead to so many other things. Throw an inflammation in the mix and then it's well over 80%. So if we could do that ourselves through just proper nutrition, of course, some exercise, you know, some things to relax, because stress is real bad for you, you know, like meditation, Pilates, yoga. Now I'm talking more for adults. If we did that, there would be no healthcare crisis, because instead of it costing us $3 trillion a year for healthcare, if we really were able to lower it 80%, and all of a sudden it only cost 20% or $600 billion a year, the healthcare crisis would be gone. It's all money when you come down to it.
So let's feed our children differently and work on that ourselves.
Huh? That's right. Mm.
The root of the problem.
That's correct. Mm. Anything else I can help you with?
You know, you've been a blessing. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot for having me, Miss Debbie. I appreciate it.
Have a great day in Atlanta.
Thank you. Where are you located?
Lake Havasu City, Arizona.
Arizona.
Westernmost.
Oh, that water company that I mentioned, Aqua OH?
Yes.
By the way, the website is aqua-oh.com. But they're out of Arizona in the Phoenix area.
Ah, okay.
And shipping's free anyhow.
Oh, nice. All right, so, we'll check into that. Thank you so much.
Okay, great. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.